So when we are connected with Krishna, even then we have certain disposition. Even then our decision making ability is not sound. So how do we make wise decisions in that situation? Yeah. There are two different things when we talk about our disposition. When I talk about dissatisfaction becoming a disposition or greed becoming a disposition, I'm talking about something that is changeable and that needs to be changed. So there is also an aspect to our disposition. Some of us may be more intellectual. Some of us may be more musical. Some of us may be more introvert. Some of us may be more extrovert. These are dispositions which need not be changed. They can be used. Say if I have Apple computer, somebody has a Windows computer. Somebody else has some other OS or whatever. Those are just there and they all can be, you can use the machine that way. So we can say that there are certain aspects of our psychophysical nature which are a given. And they needn't be changed. They can be used as they are. But for using them also, there are certain settings which need to be changed. So it's not that everything about us needs to be changed. Certain things just needs to be channeled, used properly. And certain things, so as I said, there is greed, there is selfishness, there is anger. These are kind of things which are emotional drives which need to be curbed. So it's not that everything needs to be changed. That's the first thing. Some things can just be used. We accept that this is what I am and I use this in Krishna's service. Second thing is that with respect to deciding whether a particular thing should be done or not done, you know, it's always good to decide when we are in the mode of goodness. It means in the heat of life, I'm running from one thing to another, to another, to another. In between, if I have in a few moments in between one thing and second thing, I try to decide. Should I do this or should I not do this? It will not work. Because when we are in the course of the day, we are running around doing things, we are in the mode of passion. And the mode of passion means there is the urge, the drive for action. When there's a drive for action, there cannot be serious contemplation. We'll just be pushed towards acting. It's like, say, if our car is moving at a speed of 140, now how much of the surrounding scenery can we take in? Zooming past we are. So like that, in the mode of passion, we are just zooming past. At that time, we can't really think. There are times in our life when we are in the mode of goodness, when we are calm, or we can do some reading, some prayer, some meditation, some journaling, by which we calm ourselves down. And we take major decisions at that time. So when we are in the mode of goodness at that time, sarvadvareshu dehesmin prakasham upajayate jnanam yada tada vidya vivruddham satvam ityuta. Krishna says that at that time our inner doors become illumined with knowledge. That means we can see within, understand, okay, this thought, this desire, this is important for me. This thought, this desire, this is a circumstantial. Because someone said this, because this happened, that's why I'm feeling like this. But it's not really important to me. So when there is the mode of goodness, we can understand what is central for us and what is circumstantial for us. And then that is circumstantial, it doesn't require much attention. But that is central, that requires attention. So that way, when we are serving Krishna also, when we are connected with Krishna, at that time also we need to use our intelligence to differentiate between what is central and what is circumstantial and then act accordingly. But if we situate ourselves in the mode of goodness while taking such decisions and we prelude such decisions with a prayerful attitude, then we will get guidance by which we can make wise choices. Okay? Thank you. Hare Krishna.